USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Houston police officer shot and killed in the line of duty overnight. Police Chief Art Acevedo says Sergeant Chris Brewster was shot responding to a call from a woman claiming her boyfriend was assaulting her. The chief says as he lay mortally wounded, Brewster used his radio to detail the suspect's description.
Thanks to his efforts and all of the units that responded, we were able to capture the suspect at a school. He was armed with a semi-automatic pistol. We are looking for a second pistol.
The suspect ran off but was eventually arrested. Sergeant Brewster died at the hospital. North Korea saying Sunday it's carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement coming amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear talks, with the North warning it could seek a new way ahead if it fails to get major U.S. concessions by year's end. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump saying Israel has never had a better friend in the White House than him. Speaking at the Israeli-American National Summit in Florida, the president said the U.S. and Israel share many qualities, and he touted his support for Israel and said the U.S. stands firmly beside its ally in the Middle East. He also discussed developments in Iran, where he says,
in recent weeks, we've seen the Iranian people rising up to reclaim the noble destiny of their nation. In response, the dictatorship has killed hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of those people.
USA Radio's John Hunt has more on another development concerning Iran.
An American graduate student who was held in an Iranian prison for more than 3 years is finally headed home today after a prisoner swap between the two countries. Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who was being held in an Atlanta jail over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions.
USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The Pacific Gas and Electric Company agreeing to pay $13.5 million to residents and government agencies in Northern California for damages from wildfires caused by the utility's equipment. In a statement, PG&E says the out-of-court settlement must still be approved by a U.S. bankruptcy court judge. It covers damages from the 2015 Butte Fire, the 2017 Tubbs Fire, the Northern California Wine Country Fires, also in 2017, last year's deadliest in the state's history campfire, and the 2016 Ghost Ship Warehouse Fire in Oakland. The CDC says flu season has arrived early due to a strain that is not typically seen during this time of year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that the early activity is primarily being caused by a strain of the virus most commonly reported among kids and adolescents. It's already hit largely in the southern U.S. At the end of November, the CDC recorded high flu activity in Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. The agency saying flu activity is expected to continue over the next several weeks. And an interstellar comet will pass very close to the Earth later today. Astronomers say it will pass by a relatively close 190 million miles of our planet, giving astronomers a good chance to study it. It's got a tail that extends for nearly 100,000 miles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.